This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also, you know, validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how looks don't always matter to a narcissist. The narcissistic person's looks, and also the person that the narcissist, the supply, the narcissist, the person that they are with and whatnot. So before we hop into today's episode, you know, I got to shout out the self-love journal, Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal. This journal, you know, is available on Amazon. It's meant to help you rebuild that self-love. So just search Lee Hammack self-love on Amazon or click the link in every description, y'all. If you already got the journal, leave me a 5-star review. Appreciate it. If only you mean it. But yeah, y'all. So back to today's episode. Looks do not always matter. Do narcissistic people like to go after people that are, you know, typically more conventionally attractive? Yes, they do. I mean, just some narcissists like doing that. A lot of narcissists like doing that. But not all narcissists have the capability of getting the Playboy models or the world's sexiest man people. A lot of us don't have the ability to get that type of person, right? So that's why I said looks don't always matter. It's physical attraction one of the main things that narcissists go after? Yes. That's one of the main things that narcissists do go after is physical attraction, but it's not always that. Whatever supply that narcissistic person can get from you, they're going to get from you. They're going to abstract from you. No, not abstract. Extract. Hey, I say abstract. Like, what was that? Like a Van Gogh painting, like abstract art. No, whatever supply that they get from you, they're going to extract that from you. It could be financial supply. They could be with that person for money, for financial gain, to make themselves look good. It could be for financial control. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't always mean that the narcissist isn't always getting financials, you know, sustenance from the other person. Sometimes the narcissistic person is looking for someone that they can financially control, somebody that doesn't have a lot, somebody that doesn't work or whatever, you know, doesn't have a highly educational background. They want to control sometimes you can have a high educated background. It doesn't really matter. Education level doesn't matter, y'all. Sorry about that. But they just go after people who they can control financially. And like I said, because they can control your money too. They get into the point where they'll manipulate you enough where they are controlling their money and they're controlling your money as well. You see what I'm saying? So looks don't always matter. It's the financials. It could be financial control that they're after. They want to, you know, control you financially. Like, if you don't know, I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom. And you'd be surprised how many stories I hear about the person working, like the victim, survivor, thriver, working, and a narcissistic person, like they have one bank account. And they're depositing both their checks into the bank account, and there's one debit card that the narcissist controls and gives them like a stipend to pay the bill, so you don't get to see your own check, you know, and you don't know how much the narcissistic person makes, so you're just kind of like floating out there. And it happens, y'all. It happens a lot. And I know what people are going to think, because I think the same thing sometimes. It's like, that would never happen to me. You just don't know, y'all. You just do not know, because it happens so subtly. It's not like on the first date they just like, hey, look, just so you know, the deeper we go into this relationship, the more that you fall for me, the more I'm going to manipulate the hell out of you. Like, I don't know. I don't think you understand how manipulative I'm going to be to you. Like, I'm going to take your money and make it mine. I'm going to take your money and give you an allowance off of it like you're a kid. Does this sound attractive to you? If it does, I love you. You see what I'm saying? it doesn't happen like that. I know a lot of people imagine it. They imagine it going down like that, but it doesn't happen like that, y'all. It's subtle. It's over time. Hey, let's get a joint bank account. Hey, let you know what, you know, let's just do it like this. Let's, you know, let's save up for a house. This is how we save. Let's get one debit card. I'll keep it this day. You know, I'll keep it Mondays. You get it Tuesdays, Wednesday, every other day or whatever. Or we just leave it at home together. And we just make plans to spend it accordingly. You know, we just find it's plan together. It starts off as sounding like a good plan, but all of a sudden, instead of you getting a debit card Monday, I mean, instead of you getting it Tuesday, they keep it. It's like, oh yeah, I didn't leave the debit card at home. I just put it in my pocket. It's forced to happen. You know, and then you're supposed to get it Thursday. Oh God, again, you got to remind me about these things. And then they just like, you know what? It's easier. Like you survive without the card. So I just feel like you can survive without it. You know, you can survive without the card. You see what I'm saying? Like it doesn't necessarily, like you can survive without it. So let's just keep it like this. It works. Boom. Got you. You know, you don't want to put up a fight, right? You want to be a co-team player, right? So you want to make it seem like you're not pushing it back against it. So that it happens like that as well, y'all. So it could be financial control. It's not always, like I said, looks is not always the thing. That's why sometimes it's just validation, y'all. It doesn't always have to be finances. Sometimes it can just be validation. It could be that narcissistic person could just be getting validation.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
Foundation from you. I mean, from that narcissistic person could just be getting validation from the new supply, from the new source, from you. You could be the new supply. You could be the new source. Like, I could be married, y'all. This is not my personal story. I'm just giving y'all a personified version of this. Like, I could be married, right? I could be married to a beautiful or handsome person. And at work, there's this conventionally unattractive person that just makes me feel good about myself. Hey, I like that shirt, Lee. Like, oh, wow, really? Dang, this shirt? This old thing, you like this old red shirt? I got it off of Amazon. You know, it's a little cheap shirt. Thank you. You can make me feel good about myself. Now I want you. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't always have to be looks. That's why you see a lot of times when the narcissistic person, they cheat on you. And it's always somehow a downgrade. You know what I mean? I see this in my comment sections all the time. I see videos about this all the time. The narcissist is going to downgrade to the new supply is a whale. The new supply is a stiff robotic ass dude. The new supply, you know, is this, is that. They're just super feminine, blah, 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 you know, blah, 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 boom, 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 beep, beep, beep. It doesn't always matter. So they might leave you for somebody who's less conventionally attracted than you, who's overweight, you know, who has nothing to offer. And you'll be confused. Like, what is it about me? What is it about me? What did I do wrong? I'm attractive. I'm smart. I'm funny. I'm this. I'm that. And the other person who's less those things than you, apparently, they're just making them feel good about themselves. They just validate them. So they might downgrade. Looks wise, finances, whatever, because this person makes them feel good about themselves. This person is like an endless source of supply. You don't even have to try hard to get supply from this person. You just exist in front of them, you know. So looks don't matter in that situation either. And I know people just like, oh, I see this in my comment section. Oh, the new supply is totally unattractive. I'm not saying that. Look, I'm not vain or anything like that. My friends saw them with the new supply, and the new supply is just a dog. They look literally like a schnauzer, you know. I hear that a lot, and I just tell y'all, that's why I be laughing. It doesn't matter. It's that validation. It's that source. It could be, you know, it could be financials. They could be getting money from the other person. You know, it just depends on the level that narcissist is. Like, not all narcissists are rich, famous, celebrity people. Some narcissists are, you know, don't have anything to offer you other than their genitalia. You know what I mean? They don't have anything to offer you other than their genitalia. So, yeah, they might be after your money more than a person who has their own, you know what I mean? So it happens like that quite a bit as well. So you have to you get into these dynamics in these situations where you have to protect yourself. You do. And like I said, if the narcissist leaves you for a person that's less conventionally attracted than you, don't attack the unless they know. I mean, but like I said, sometimes they don't know, y'all. It just, the narcissists lie. We are a good liar. We be lying our asses off, don't we? But it happens quite a bit in a lot of these dynamics. So looks don't always matter, y'all. It's like, it could be finances. It could be just this person validating them. It could be this person is just more able to control. This person has a weaker mindset than you do. You know, this other person is easier to control than you. You know, it's easier to control this person than you. You might start setting boundaries. You might be getting fed up. You might be getting fed up with this person. You're setting boundaries. You're saying no. So guess what? The narcissist is looking for somebody else that has less boundaries than you, that will allow more things, that is vulnerable. They might be in a vulnerable state. You know what I mean? So I can leave you, who has these boundaries and things, for this person over here who has none. You know what I mean? So it works like that sometimes, y'all. It doesn't, like I said, when I tell this to people, it kind of blows their mind. It has way less to do with you than it thinks sometimes. You know, that would go for somebody less conventionally attractive because they're easier to control. You know what I mean? It doesn't always matter the looks. Like, do a lot of narcissists want people who are more conventionally attractive, who are beautiful people, who are societally considered beautiful people? Yeah, you want that. But sometimes, like, I don't want that because it makes me insecure. Because if I'm not one of these beautiful people in the world, it makes me insecure to have one. Because you're better looking than me. You know what I mean? You're better looking than me in this situation. So it makes me insecure to be around you sometimes. So now I don't want to be around you all the time and have people give you compliments and things like that. Because then I need to pull you off this pedestal to make me feel better about myself. You know what I mean? So looks don't always matter to narcissists, y'all. Your level of physical attractiveness, yeah, that could be a plus, but that could also be a minus sometimes. Because sometimes a narcissistic person will treat you badly because you look better than them, y'all. It is a very, very unique, weird-ass mindset to have. And I have this same mindset, y'all. I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm not part of the same dynamic. I have this mindset. Like I said, that's why I know looks don't always matter. Because sometimes it could just be somebody complimenting me all the time, making me smile. And I'm just like, this person is just an endless source of supply. You know, I don't think supply. I think this person makes me feel good about myself. And you can be overweight. You can be whatever. You know what I mean? That's just how my mind works, y'all. A lot of other narcissist minds might work the same exact way. They just look at their, they don't have to be a looker necessarily. You know what I mean? But everybody's situation is going to be different. Everybody's mind is going to be different. Everybody's mindset is going to be different as well. You know what I mean? But had to take it with a grain of salt in these situations. But anyway, y'all, I ain't gonna keep you too long. Once again, y'all, get that self-love journal on Amazon. If you already have it, please give me a good review. I was talking about one of my homeboys. Y'all are just so amazing. I'm so grateful, just eternally grateful. I'm eternally blessed. Thank you so much, because as much as y'all learn from me, I learn even more from you. Thank you so much. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.